Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Linda Hollander on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Linda's a new friend. She calls herself the Wealthy Bag Lady. She's the author of Bags to Riches, and there's a good story in the middle of that. She's a great leader on behalf of small business owners, especially women small business owners. She's the founder of Women's Small Business Expo, which happens once a year, and she's our new friend, Linda Hollander. Welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Linda, you're doing really well. You're the wealthy bag lady now, but it wasn't always so. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, before I made the decision to strike out on my own and become an entrepreneur, I was not in a good place at all. I was living in a rent-controlled apartment, and, you know, every time I went to the mailbox, my hand would shake. You know, when you're in an apartment, you have a key to the mailbox, and my God, opening that mailbox was a reminder of my financial failures. I had bills there I could never, ever afford to pay. But, you know, Jim, I was working at the time, but, you know, my soul was crying out as an employee because, you know, there were people there I didn't like. I had to deal with office politics. I had to fight traffic in Los Angeles to get to the office.
But why did you have so many bills? Had you made bad decisions?
I made such bad decisions. You know, when I was unemployed, I took loans on my credit cards, you know, and, you know, of course, we know now that we're not supposed to do that, but I was young and I was stupid.
Young and stupid, and, yeah, we all know about that. So,
yeah,
so you were in a pretty big hole, professionally
really
and
was.
Economically.
I was, and then personally, I was in an abusive relationship with a man, and what led me down that path was the fact that I had absolutely no self-confidence. So, you know, all that was my life before I made the decision to start a business.
What kind of Kool-Aid did you have to drink to turn that around?
Well, one day, luckily, I had an epiphany, and I said, I don't really want my life to be like this. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a pawn in somebody else's plan. I want to strike out on my own, and Jim, like you, I wanted my life to make a difference. So I fired my boss, and I dumped my boyfriend, and 3.5 weeks later, I met my husband, who is the kindest, gentlest person in the world. And, you know, my life turned around when I decided to start my business, and the business that I started was a business producing shopping bags, which is why I became known as the Wealthy Bag Lady.
Mm-hmm.
We produced the bags that you see in shopping malls.
So where did you get that idea?
Well, you know,
so, I mean,
you're saying
like in a month you went from being woe is me to I'm going to conquer the world. I mean, you know, was this some kind of new drug you were on, or did you get struck by lightning, or what happened?
It's a process. I had an epiphany, and I said, you know what, I don't want to live as a victim. I want to master my own life.
Say that again, ladies. This is going to be on the test. You don't want to be a victim.
A victim.
Yeah. You don't have to be, in, especially in America. If you feel like you, and I, you know, I don't want to, I don't, it's, this isn't for everybody because I know that there are a lot of tough situations out there. But basically in America, if you feel like a victim, you've allowed it to happen yourself.
That is so what I realized, and, you know, I knew there was nobody to blame but myself, and I had to pick myself up off my bootstraps, you know, do some things that were not easy but necessary to get myself
out of
the victim role.
Well, what was an example of something wasn't easy? You had to break up with a guy, and you had to do that. You had to quit your job.
I quit my job, and I had no job to go to, so that's why I
had
to start a business.
Pretty risky. So then,
I don't recommend it for everybody. You know, if you are listening to this and, you know, you want to start a business, but you're working full-time as an employee now or part-time,
especially,
you know,
you didn't have kids. A lot of people still have to put milk on the table for the kids. So they have to be a little more strategic in their plans than you were.
That is true. Cause I was young. I don't have kids today, but I didn't have kids. I didn't have that kind of responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
But
so,
I counsel and coach and with a lot of women business owners who are single moms, and they manage to do it even being a single mom. And they said, you know, I have to do this because my job does not give me flexibility, but owning my own business does.
Did you see an opening, a niche for this bag thing?
Actually, we did. And when we started...
You had a partner.
With my partner, yeah. My partner I've known since I was in elementary school. So, you know, I work with my best friend in the bag business. And, yeah, the bags were going from being a utilitarian object, something you just put things in, to really a marketing piece and a walking billboard for a business. And our clients included Disney, Sears, Nissan.
Only in America could we find a way to make bags into fashion.
Exactly. It was a fashion piece. It was a marketing piece. And it was we just really rode that and built a multi-million dollar business.
Wow. Over what period of time did you do that? How long did it take you from not being able to get the key in the lock because you were so nervous about the bills in the mailbox to saying, I think we're going to make it? How long did that take?
10 years.
10 years. Ladies, think about that. She was an overnight 10-year success. You know, but seriously, I think that's an important. I'm so glad you didn't say 6 months, because that would have blown, you know, everything I've been trying to explain to small business owners out of the window. Folks, it takes time. My friend of mine, Mark Allen, says his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But I mean, you go a long time, and you. One of the reasons is that you can't always make. You know, make a lot of money in the early days is because your business keeps sucking all the money out, doesn't it?
Oh, everything you make, you put back into the business.
Yeah.
But I did take a draw from the beginning of my business, which doesn't always happen. You know, a lot of people can't even take draw from their business immediately. But I had to support myself, so I did take draw.
Right, and it's different for everybody. But that's what a great story, what a great success story, and a perseverance. But the first, it all started, ladies and gentlemen, with Linda saying, I am no longer going to allow myself to be a victim. Right, Linda?
Absolutely.
Give us the website, please.
Okay, my website is wealthybaglady.com.
And what will we find when we get there?
Pardon me?
What will we find when we get there?
You'll find so much free stuff, because I'm going to give you some gifts. I've got a free class. I've got a free report of the top 7 business blunders and how to avoid them. And I have a really cool quiz called Are You a Natural Entrepreneur?
All right, I like that. And the book is called Bags to Riches by Linda Hollander, the Wealthy Bag Lady. She and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about what men can learn from women and maybe what women can learn from men, depending on how good a job I do. Tip 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.